Previously on The Princess of South Beach, Maria del Carmen had a breakdown after finding out that the one person she thought cared about her, the hot asthmatic reporter Andres, was using her to get information about Esteban. Nacho is still in crisis mode after finding out that someone is blackmailing him and Esteban with a sex tape, and also because the mob is threatening his life. And Raul is dealing with his own crisis after getting beat up by the same thugs who are after his father. God, is anyone else having a crisis? No? Going once? Yeah, whatever. Okay, let's continue.
Are you sure this is appropriate? To be banging on a convent door at midnight? Can we just do this tomorrow morning?
Hermana Claudia? Hermana Claudia, open the door, it's me!
Okay, so we're committed to doing this now. Okay, got it.
Hermana Claudia, I need to talk to you. Hermana, this is urgent.
Madre de Dios, pero who's making all that noise? Maria del Carmen? What are you doing here so late at night? Are you okay?
Oh, hermana. Hermana Claudia, I'm so sorry for not listening to your advice. I'm sorry for getting angry at you when all you wanted to do was help. I feel like I don't even know who I am anymore.
Ay, Maria del Carmen, por favor. You've always been very dramatic. Tranquila, mi niña. Ya. Well, come on in. I'll make some coffee. I was having a very fun dream involving Vicente Fernandez y Alejandro, que canta tan bonito y es tan guapo y tan lindo. Pero, what are you gonna do?
Looks like being dramatic runs in the family. But be careful, ladies. You never know who's listening. But I do. It's Nacho. And while Maria finds comfort in the arms of Hermana Claudia, Raul is at the hospital seeking comfort from, well, anyone.
Luisa?
Dios mío, Raul. What happened to you?
Luisa, what are you doing here?
They called me looking for Gloria. You still have her as your emergency contact.
Entonces, why are you here?
Well...
Didn't Gloria care that I was in the hospital?
She doesn't know anything about this. I've been calling her, but she isn't answering. Raul, what happened? They told me you were mugged. Did you already talk to the police?
Luisa, I really do appreciate you coming to see me, but if you don't mind, I'd rather be alone right now.
Don't be a drama queen. Just because you're not dating my daughter anymore doesn't mean I don't... You know, care about you. So tell me what happened.
I can't, okay? Just leave me alone.
If you don't want to tell me, then I'll ask your father.
Just...
Where is Nacho?
He's not here.
What do you mean he's not here? He may not be my favorite person, but I know he wouldn't leave his son alone in a hospital. Does he know what happened to you?
He is not here, Luisa. Okay, I don't know where he is. He might be dead. And honestly, I don't care.
Raul... What are you saying?
I don't want to keep protecting him. He's the reason I'm here. I got beat up because of him. You were right all along. He's been trying to get his hands on your fortune since day one. Everything he's done has only been because he wanted to get his hands on your money. Okay? Now look at me.
I knew it. And you? Were you a part of that?
No, Luisa. Okay, I love... Gloria, I really do love her with all of my heart. When I found out what he was planning, I told him I didn't want to be involved, okay? I swear.
I can't believe it. No, actually, I can. Because this is exactly what I thought was happening.
He's in deep debt with... I don't even know who. I only found out a couple of days ago.
So then they beat you up to send him a message?
Yes. And they said if we don't pay them immediately... They're gonna kill us both.
Oh, my God.
Luisa, I'm so sorry. I had no idea he was doing this. I never meant to involve you guys. I honestly don't know what's going on with him. He's become a different person.
Don't. No. Don't cry. You're a hideous crier.
Thank you for being here.
Of course. I'm not a monster. Or at least that's what my therapist says.
So Raul and Luisa are becoming friends? Weird. Well, now that Raul has revealed his secrets, let's head back to the convent where Maria is spilling the beans to Hermana Claudia.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Tatiana. Obviously. Did you catch Tea with Tatiana this week? No? Well, you missed some juicy updates on our favorite family, the Calderones. What do you think Gloria was like in elementary school? Was she sweet or meaner than a capybara? According to one of her childhood friends, she was sweeter than a bag full of candy. She also mentioned something about a road trip in Gloria's Lincoln Aviator GT. They stargazed together, or something. I wasn't really paying attention, but really lovely stuff. All right, that's it for now. But be sure to tune in next time for more gossip about the Calderones on the next Tea with Tatiana.
Wait, because this is way too much information at once. Mm-hmm. Are you telling me that Nacho and Esteban are sleeping together and you recorded it and you sent them that recording to blackmail them to get information about Estrella's missing girlfriend, Gabby?
Sí, exactly right.
And something about running for mayor and someone named Alicia Mendez and you broke off an engagement?
Así es, hermana.
And what happened with the asthmatic reporter?
Oh, he broke her heart pretending to be in love with her in order to get information about the Calderon family for an article.
Well, he didn't pretend to fall in love with me. I think he really did, but that's beside the point.
Is that it? I feel like I missed something, but I think that's enough for me to get the gist. Okay, Ann Maria?
Yeah?
You finally realized that you made a mistake by lying to everybody?
Sí, hermana.
Vaya. Well... Hey, at least that's good.
Hermana, I'm so sorry.
Ay, ya, mi niña, ven acá, come here. No, ya, mi amor. Ya, mi amor, ya.
Ay, how nice. Maria del Carmen is finally understanding that the family she's been searching for was Hermana Claudia all along. And maybe she could have still salvaged the situation, if it wasn't for Nacho.
I knew something was off. I knew it from the moment I saw you after the accident. All this time, you've been pretending to be Gloria. Isn't that right? Maria del Carmen.
Nacho, I can explain.
No. Por favor. There's really no need. The truth is, from one liar to another. Bravo. Bravissimo. Brava. You managed to convince everyone that you were Gloria. And if it wasn't for me, well... Maybe nobody would have ever found out. But it's too late for that now.
Nacho, wait.
I can explain.
Everyone, shut up! Look, here's what's going to happen. Estrella, you're going to destroy that recording of Esteban and me. And then you can just poof.
What?
Disappear.
No.
I don't ever want to hear from you again. Maria del Carmen, my dear. So sweet. Now you belong to me. You're going to give me the money that I need. And then you're going to marry sweet, innocent, stupid Raul. And hermana.
¿Quién? ¿Yo?
Well,
¿Qué pasa?
You don't have anything to do with this.
Yo nada.
Vaya con Dios.
Vaya con Dios usted también. Para el infierno que se va.
You're insane.
Not insane. But desperate, maybe, but not insane. Entonces, are we in agreement, ladies?
Absolutely not. What are you going to do to me? Expose me to the Calderons? Do it. I lived a whole life without being Gloria Calderon. I don't think I'll die if I stop now.
This is so much fun! Oh, so you don't understand the situation at all, do you? Look, you can't go back to your old life. If you don't do what I tell you, you're going to go to prison for the rest of your miserable life.
What?
Look, you impersonated a dead girl. And I don't know what you did to the real Gloria. Wouldn't be crazy to assume you killed her. That's what everyone will think. Did you really think you could get away with all of this?
No, I didn't hurt her. I tried to save her.
Yeah, right. Liar.
Mira, Nacho, I'm sure we can find a way.
Enough. You either do what I say, or I tell everyone exactly who you are. Now come with me. Come with me.
Don't
come
touch with me. Her.
Go.
Go.
Nacho.
Remember when I told you guys that my body wouldn't be alone for long?
If you're enjoying Princess of South Beach, please subscribe, rate, and review our show wherever you're listening. The Princess of South Beach is a production of iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and Sonoro. Created and directed by Jasmine Romero. Written by Jasmine Romero and Joanna Hausman. With help from Daniela Sarkis, Monisa Hinrichs, and Christian Hatar. Produced by Luis Eduardo Castillo. Executive produced by Connell Byrne and Giselle Bantis for iHeart. By Joanna Hausman. And by Jasmine Romero and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro. Performances in this episode by Rachel Zegler, Gina Torres, Danny Pino, Yvonne Cole, Ex Mayo, and Andy Bustillos. Our production manager is Querenza Chaires. Recording and engineering by Emiliano Quintanar, with sound design by Edwin Irigoyen, Cassandra Tinajero, Andres Baena, Diego Medina, and Andres Coronado. Assistant sound design by Eric Centeno. Casting and coordination by Andres Chaires. Foley by Samantha Gonzalez Fong. Our theme song and original music by Rodrigo Garcia Robles and Charlie Hernandez.